Welcome back to Das Kingdom on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Paraloscha, features a series of very unfortunate events in Klal Yisrael. One of them is the story of the Misavim, those who are desiring meat. And Moshe seems to break down before Hashem and says, I can't handle this by myself, it's too much. And Hashem says, okay, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Esfali Shivim Ish, gather for me 70 people who are going from Ziknei Yisrael, from the elders, and they're going to be the people that are going to support you. That's what Hashem tells Moshe in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Tes Zayin. And this is going to be a support system of 70 Zakenim to help Moshe, so it's, he doesn't feel by himself. Now the Das Zakenim over here points out a couple of problems, right? It says, Mahu li umahu ish, right? Velo amar anashim. Why does the Pasuk say, Hashem says, Esfali Shivim Ish, gather for me 70 men. Really, it should say Esfa Shivim Anashim. Not, first of all, not say Esfali, gather for me. Just gather. And instead of saying Shivim Ish, 70 men, it says Shivim Anashim, 70 men. So why does it say Li and why does it say Ish instead of Anashim? And they answer. The Baal Tosfos answer over here, Elam Yuchadim. Rather, they're supposed to be special people that you choose. Kaviyachos Sheyudomen Li. That they should be similar to me, right? That's what he means. Hashem says, Esfali, gather for me. He means gather people who are somehow, so to speak, like me. Shenemar, as it says regarding Hashem, Hashem ish milchama. That, right, it says, the pasuk says, but in Shir Sayyam, in Az Yashir, that Hashem is an ish milchama, a man of war. So they should be like Hashem, right? Hashem could be compared to a man in some sense. Hashem is a ish milchama, a man of war. And therefore, if he's a man of war, meaning called a man, then they can be similar to him in some way. V'sheyu domen lecha. And they should also be similar to you, right? It says, ish, shenemar v'ha'ish Moshe anav mi'od. And they should be, right? So Moshe is also called a man. He's called, right, in this Exparsha, that Moshe was a very humble man. So we see over here, Hashem is called a man. We see Moshe is called a man. So when it says that you should be, gather for me 70 men, doesn't just say anashim, but ish. It's referring to Hashem as the ish melchama, Moshe as ha'ish Moshe anav mi'kol adam. And that's how they understand the extra words here. V'chein darshinan b'Sanhedrin. They say further, we have a similar drasha in Sanhedrin, Mesechah Sanhedrin, which says, right, that it should be itacha, b'domin lach, they should be similar to you. So again, the first explanation is the li and the ish. That teaches us that they should be people that are similar to Hashem, who's called an ish, and as well as similar to Moshe, who's also called an ish. And then they suggest another pshat, and we'll summarize this next one. They say, davarach, another pshat, is that it's supposed to be people that are makayim, the thing that belongs to Hashem. Hashem says the thing that's shali, the thing that's mine, which is shemayim va'aretz. So we're going to choose people who are going to be able to help sustain heavens and the earth. And the Baal Tosfos proceed to explain, based on the Midrash and Bamidbar Rabbah, that the Sanhedrin, the court system, the earthly court system, upholds the heavens, that they allow the heavens and the earth to exist. Why? Because they deal with all the court cases and make sure everything is functional in the land. And if everything's functional in the land, the heavens also will continue to exist. And it brings a mashal of a fantastic palace that is supported on a bunch of different, rafts and boats. And if the boats are all held together in one place, so the palace that's on top of them is whole and good. But if all the rafts and boats from below separate and go in their different directions, the whole palace will collapse and sink into the sea. Similarly, the heavens are this incredible palace, but they're only upheld on the foundation of the earth. And if the earth falls apart and things are just mess and chaotic, because there's no Sanhedrin, so then the heavens will fall apart as well. Therefore, when Hashem says, gather for me, people, or so it's the things that people are going to uphold the thing that belongs to me. People who will uphold the Shemayim and Aretz, meaning the Sanhedrin, that's the type of people you should choose. But I want to take a look back at the first answer we said. It's interesting that we quote these psukim and we say that Hashem is an ish melchama, and Moshe is a ish Moshe anav ma'od. We seem to see some very interesting opposites here. Hashem is called a man of war, and Moshe is called a very humble man. And perhaps that's actually the point. That exact dichotomy is going to be what's required from the people that are chosen for this position. A leader needs to be a fighter and stand up for what he believes in and to be strong and be powerful and be an ish milchama. But a leader also needs to be a nav ma'od. He needs to be willing to listen, to understand, to also see eye to eye with those that he's leading. In Kabbalistic terminology, this is referred to as Netzach and Hod, this balance of being able to fight the fight, but also to admit and be humble. And therefore, when Hashem says, "Be right, get Shivim Ish, man," so I mean both aspects are that are critical of man, that it should be an Ish Melchama, but also an Ish Anav. Ma'od, and that's going to be Li and Lach. That's going to be like me and like you, Moshe. Furthermore, we can bring in the second pshat that they said, that it's that the Latosos bring down from Bamidbar Rabbah, that it's the people who will uphold the Shemayim and the Aretz. But it's the same idea, that there's the Shemayim and the Aretz. There's the uplifted, the exalted, and there's the lowly and the earthly. And you're going to need people who are able to be in both levels, who are godly and thinking of heavenly ideas that are up in the clouds in the Shemayim, but are also rooted in this earth, are also able to speak to the Am HaAretz. And only people like that can be leaders. Only people like that can be in the Sanhedrin and keep order. Only people like that will keep the world in existence. Have a beautiful Shabbos.